It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. Okay, today, as we continue marching through our 50 states, 51, because I'm including you too, Washington, D.C. We're not going to let you out of this shindig that we're doing here. We're getting to our M's and we're in Missouri. And so help me welcome, representing the state of Missouri from William Chrisman High School, Mr. Kyle Morris. Kyle, thanks for being here, man. Really am grateful for you stepping up and representing this great state for us on this fun little project.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Excited to represent my favorite state, right? Missouri.
That's right. There you go. And as always, kind of like a little PSA to everybody. Remember, no one coach represents the entire state. We're going to say we got opinions and things like that. So we don't crucify Kyle for anything of Missouri. He is just stepping up and being a leader for us in this project. So grateful for that. So let's start, Kyle. Why don't we give kind of a 30-second, 30,000-foot level introduction of yourself for this great state?
Sure, yeah. So I have coached in Missouri for 11 years now. I've been 9 years at William Chrisman High School. I do track and field. Pole vault is my specialty in the track and field world. And then I also am the head cross country coach as well in the fall. So I get both seasons, both sides of it. I grew up in St. Louis, so I have the high school experience in the state as well. And so I've been in Missouri high school track and field since 07 then, basically. So I've been around a while, seen a couple different iterations of the state meet. So should be fun.
I imagine you aren't the only pole vault coach who coaches cross country, but I am certain that that is not the most common combination that we've had, that we've heard of. So that's pretty cool. I love that. That's really neat. Okay, Mr. Kyle, let's start with Missouri and their state meet and how we do things there. Let's start with, some states have different organizing bodies for their private schools and a separate one for their public schools. Others, more common, both public and private compete under one organization. How are we doing that in Missouri?
In Missouri, we're all mixed in together. We have all sizes of private schools, and it's all mixed in with all the sizes of public schools.
Perfect. So we're all going towards one state championship, or more actually, because we're going to find out next. How many classes, how do we distribute our schools there?
Yes. So there's five classes, and they are numbered. It's not like letter. I know some states are lettered, but where class one is the smallest up to class five is your biggest schools.
So some states call it, 1A, 2A. We're just class one, class two, and class one is our small. And we go all the way up to five, which is our larger schools by enrollment, I assume. Yeah, that's right. I don't know how else you would do that. Just random, maybe. I don't know. That might not be too fun. So we've got five classes. So that means we have five boys teams that are earning a state championship title and five girls teams that are winning a state championship title. Perfect. All right. Well, let's talk about how they actually get about that. What is the first round all across the country? It's called area, divisionals, sectionals, regionals. It has so many names. What's our first round in Missouri called?
So round one is your district meet. And so we call it districts or your district meet. And there are, in each class, there are eight districts sectioned out by geography. It's just wherever they try and sort them as as short of a drive as you can get that Saturday morning.
So I've got questions about district, but before I ask them, what is the next round after districts?
The next round is called sectionals.
Okay, perfect. Okay, stay there. Got it. I wanted to know where we were going there. So in districts, how do I enter my kids? Do they have to have a qualifying time? Is it a, I hate to say an all comers, but I can enter so many per event, but how do I actually enter my kids into district?
So in general, you get two athletes per event. So I can enter two boys in the 100, two boys in the 200 through all of the events. And that has a little asterisk by it in the sense that if you meet a particular qualifying standard, you can enter more kids in those events in districts. And so if you're from a really successful program, that does happen sometimes, and there's standards for every event. And I believe they are based on the average of what eighth place would be over the last 3 years at the state meet. And so I guess they assume if you're good enough to score at state, you should be allowed to be entered into the district meet at the very least.
That's a cool way. I like that. Eighth place at state. It's like, okay, that's, you know, typically earns all state and earns points. Well, you should be able to at least get into the pool, the districts and sectionals, and we'll find out what else after that. So if I have a team that is really strong in the mile and I have, you know, eight kids that all break 405 in the mile, I'm assuming 405 gets eighth in Missouri. Might not actually. Okay. I know in some states it doesn't, but that means I can enter eight kids into the mile.
Cool. Sure.
Yeah, that's unique. That's different as we've been learning through a different state. Some have a hard cap two, and it doesn't matter that your third one is a four flat as well. They better go find a 2 mile or a half mile or a relay to do. So we're going to take two athletes per event plus any third or more that you have on your team that meets a predetermined qualified standard for all your events. Pole vault, high jump.
Yeah. And even relays too. You could enter two relays provided that the four athletes on the B relay are different from the four on the A relay.
Oh, okay. Now there's, you know, that when you walk into a party and the record scratch, that's a record scratch right there. Hold on now. You're saying we're going to use William Chrisman as an example. You've got 2 4-by-1 teams, eight completely different kids, four on your call it A and four on your B, and they run, I just like making up fun times, they run 40 flat in the 4-by-1, and the B team runs 40.5, and the predetermined eighth place last year was 41, you know, probably 42. You can qualify both. Okay, I kind of generally like that, but what happens if both relay teams, you're not telling me we're going to fast forward, they both qualify for the state meet, you can score both relays at the state meet.
No. And so, Okay. Yeah. And so as I'm saying that, I'm looking it up. Last year, they didn't put out times for that. So maybe they took that away from
us.
Okay. All right. But in the past, I think it has been a thing. So,
okay.
But yeah, if it's with any event, if you qualified all four and the four kept rolling through, they score at state.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, for the individual events. Yeah. The relay one is the one that got me a little.
Like, yeah. Sorry. Oh, okay. So I double checked myself there. I'm not.
Yeah.
Sure on the relays anymore, but
which I know, you know, it's funny, it's just a little side note here, this is kind of not to do with the state meet, but for any state meet, why couldn't you do two or more relay teams if they beat the how is that any different from two athletes or four athletes, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
good point. Yeah, if you've got the depth, you've got the depth.
Yeah. Don't know, that's I haven't thought about that. I might have to put a think piece out on that one. That's interesting. Okay. Districts, two athletes per event plus any of your team that maybe has beaten a predetermined qualified standard, go to district. How do I go from district to sectionals?
Yeah, so in districts, and I have the most experience with the biggest class. We're in class five. It's typically 10 to 12 schools per district. For us, some of the smaller schools have up to like 20 schools. For the smaller classes, but so that's going to give you 20 to 24 kids in the district meet for the more common events, you know, for the 100, there's going to be 24 kids. Right. Sure. And so to move on to the next round, you have to get fourth place, top four, move on, no matter the time, no matter anything else. It's the top four in the finals of districts.
No time qualifiers. If you're fifth and you ran 10 flat, I'm so sorry. Hope you're on a relay team. Yeah.
Yep.
Top four for all the events, pole vault, high jump.
Every single event, top four.
Yeah. Relays, top four relays.
Top four relays, all right. Yep.
Okay. So our top four out of districts go on to sectionals.
Correct.
All right. Tell me more about sectionals.
So sectionals is a combination of essentially the top four from two of the districts. And so the districts, there's eight meets that go on in the state. There are four sectional meets that go on the state where the top four from two different districts meet. So that you only have eight kids in each sectional meet.
Is that right? So there's only one, when we get to sectionals, we're down to one heat of the 100. One heat of
everything.
One heat of everything. So that must mean very little, or at least half, go on. What is the next round, state?
The next round is state, okay, and there, the top four from sectionals go to state.
Wow. Now that's interesting, because that is a fairly quick cut down. So we go to districts, which seems like a fairly large meet, you know, 24 maybe plus in each event. Our top four go on to sectionals where, boy, you are down to one heat and you better get top four, because that takes you to the state meet. And you said there are four sectionals. So that means when we get to state, we're back to two rounds of the 100. Right. That's interesting. Kind of a contrition, but then a go back up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Okay.
And so, and similarly, and it's a weird deal from a coaching perspective too. In districts, you have prelims and finals, because it's a bit bigger of a meet. Sectionals obviously is finals only. And then at the state meet, you go back to prelims and finals.
That is interesting. Huh.
So, and like last year we had a sprinter who open one, open two, 4x1, 4x2 in districts, potentially ran eight races and, you know, however many you qualify for, but in sectionals, you're running two races perhaps, you know, or something much smaller. And then back at the state meet, you got to be ready for double everything. So.
Yeah. That's really interesting. You know, this is another one of the reasons why we decided to go on this adventure and interview 51 coaches from around the country to talk about this, is because they are so unique. That's really unique. I've never heard of where it comes down in the number of rounds and then back up. That's really interesting. It usually kind of cuts down because your number of athletes continue to cut down.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this state meet. Tell us, so we have five classes. Are we doing the state meet all at one venue on one weekend? Is it a 2-day, 3-day, 4-day meet? Do you have it a college venue? Does it rotate? What are we doing for the actual venue and the state meet itself?
Sure. So, the five classes do not all compete at the same time. Mm-hmm. So the smallest two classes, class one and class two, they have their timeline is just bumped forward a week from the bigger school's timeline. So they have districts by themselves. And then the next weekend when we're having districts, they're doing sectionals. And so they have their state meet 1 week earlier than the bigger schools do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so at that state meet, it is at Jefferson City High School. It's geographically central for the whole state. It's a huge stadium for a high school, especially a high school in Missouri. I know there's some big stadiums in some of the southern states, but Missouri typically doesn't have a huge football track stadium set up for most of their high school places. But I believe Jefferson City High School can hold 4,000 to 6,000 when it's all said and done, mm-hmm. With all the events and all that in that stadium.
Is that small class one and two state meet, is that also at Jeff City?
Yep. They do it the same, exactly the same setup, just 1 week earlier than we do.
So Jeff City's never hosting a big school sectional meet because it's the weekend of the state meet for small schools. Yep.
You're right.
Okay, how many days do we do these meets? The state.
Oh yeah, so they are always 2-day meets.
Yeah. Okay. So a 2-day meet over at Jeff City. Been there for a while at Jeff City.
Yeah, the last 5 or 6 years, it used to be literally across the street at Lincoln University.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And then they moved it to the high school the last few years.
And we're doing two heats per event for the running events to get to our finals, and then giving out state trophies on the last day. And it's a 2-day meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Very cool. All right. Any, you know, some states are adding adaptive or wheelchair races for the state meet. What do we do anything like that in Missouri?
Yeah, we do. And so it's cool because it's not a separate thing. It's there's the schedule for the adaptive events is mixed in with the rest of the schedule. And so you've got the 1, 2, 4, 8, as well as shot and disc.
Do they count towards the state meet, or are they a separate in regards to
they're,
that?
They're a separate,
yeah.
Unscored team event, I believe. I don't think they score team points for that.
Yeah, makes sense. But they still have a championship race in the 100 or 400 or shot put.
Correct.
And, you know, someone's winning and getting first, second, third. Yeah, that's really cool. In front of the crowd, man. That's awesome. Great for them. I love that more states are doing that. And it really is the beauty of the sport of track and field. You know, tall, short, big, small, black, white, it don't matter. You can find a place to be successful in the sport of track and field. So love that for the coaches there in the state of Missouri. Thanks for doing that. Okay, so we have 5 classes, which means I'm trying to vary my examples. It always goes to the 100 meters is where I always go to. So let's do a different event. In those 5 classes in the shot put, we're going to have 5 different boys state individual champions, 5 different girls state individual champions who aren't competing against each other. They're in their own classes. Do we do, sometimes a state will do unofficial or official meet of champions the week after we're all 5, or, you know, maybe they add more and it's, you know, 10 go at it and we find out who the one shot put champion is or something like that. Anything like that there?
We do not have anything official or really unofficial either. A few years back, I would always get notifications in my email popping up about like a Kansas City area meet of champions. Mm-hmm. Being in Kansas City, we're in the edge of Kansas and Missouri. And so for a while, there was like that first summer week was a meet where they had you didn't have to be a champion, but some of the top athletes from the Missouri side and the Kansas side would meet at a little meet, but it was never anything huge or super official.
Got it. Makes sense. All right. Let's talk about your events. We're going to go kind of individually because they're not unique to you. You just do them. So we're going to make sure you don't just pass over. You're like, oh, everybody does this event and maybe you're the only ones. So we're going to assume you do the 1, 2, 4, and 8 because everybody so far has done those events. That's great. What do you do? Do you 16 and 32, or do you do a 15, 3000, a mile, 2 mile? What are you doing with those two events?
We are 16 and 32. So okay. 4 laps and 8 laps.
Perfect. You're doing the 100 and 110 hurdles. You're doing 300 hurdles.
300 hurdles.
Yep. Perfect. Okay. In the relays, we're doing a 4x1 and we're doing a 4x4 because if you're not doing a 4x4, you guys are going to hear me say this 50 times, by the way, if you listen, or 51, if you listen to everyone, because I will say it every time. If you're not doing the 4x4, you're not doing track and field. So we know we're doing the 4x1 and 4x4. Any other relays?
So we have 4x1, 4x2, 4x4. And then we also run the 4x8. So the distance world gets a relay, no medleys, just 4x8.
You must have heard some of my other interviews because my immediate question always is any medleys? Very good. Very good. All right. Let's go to the field events. We're doing long jump. Yes. We're doing triple jump.
Yep. See,
it's not everywhere. That's why I have to pause on that one. We're doing shot put and discus. We're doing, you're the pole vault coach. So we already knew that. We're doing pole vault and high jump. What other field events are we doing?
So Missouri does javelin as well.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. We're about half. I think we're around 25, 26 states now that are doing it. We had some recent additions. We learned back in Idaho that Idaho added javelin this year. So that's really great, man. We love hearing that. That is awesome. Anything else? Some states do an unofficial heptathlon, decathlon, or hammer, you know, a week or two later. Any coaches, associations, groups do anything like that?
No, nothing else cool. I'd love to see a steeplechase thrown in there.
Yes,
that would be cool. The distance side of me likes that, and I like the decathlon too. But we don't have any. We have maybe one meet during the regular season that runs a pentathlon, heptathlon for the girls and boys. But
yeah,
it's it's not super popular in Missouri, and I wish it was a bit more.
That's how it starts, though. So encouraging to keep that up and make it a big thing to where there becomes a tradition of where, like, hey, after the state meet, we get the best athletes around who want to give this a try. And that's how we grow those events. So that's great that you at least have some taste of it in Missouri, because not every state, most states are not, don't have any taste. You want to taste, you do summer track or good luck in college or whatnot. So good for you guys, coaches there in Missouri. Okay, Kyle, as we work towards the end here, help me settle a little bet here, a little argument, at least for you and your culture and your area, maybe. What do we do in Missouri? Do we qualify when we're talking to our kids? Are we trying to qualify for the state meet? Are we trying to qualify for states? Do we try to qualify for state? What are we saying there?
So I've been in Missouri a long time, my whole life, actually. And never, ever, ever have I heard anyone say qualified for states.
Okay.
That is not a thing. So, you qualify for the state meet, you go to state, but that's it. There's no such thing as states.
I want somebody who is going to listen to all 51 of these, some data scientist track coach I want to hear the stats on this, because what's funny is a lot of people are saying exactly what you said is, I have never, it's not a thing to say states. But yet it is, because it's part of the question, because I've heard it so many times. It's just so funny to me. I love it. All right, Kyle, you have done a great job. You have earned the magic wand here. If I were to give you a magic wand and you could change one thing that you think would be for the betterment of Missouri State Track and Field, where it's the state tourney, events, time frame, heck, there's 5 classes. Maybe you want 15 classes. I don't know. What would you do with your magic wand for Missouri?
All right. So, my magic wand, messes with Missouri's love of perfect heat. So in sectionals, you get 8 kids, in state, you have 16. I want more deserving kids in those 2 meets. And maybe in districts as well. I guess I don't necessarily care about that, but, if you meet that magical 8th place qualification, or whatever qualification they want to put out there, if you meet that in the district meet, you move on. In the sectional meet, you move on. And so, for example, I'm in the pole vault world, let's say we got 7 kids at sectionals that jump 4.20 meters. They deserve to have a chance to become an all-state athlete. And so I would bump them along to that state meet. Then you got 21 pole vaulters instead of 16. Doesn't matter as much in the world of pole vault, but on the track, that messes with your perfect heats. But at least if you're good enough on that day to qualify, you should be able to move along.
You said you don't care about districts. You said that because it already takes care of itself. So if I have 2, have 5 more kids, well, they get to qualify. But that's taken away as soon as the district meet starts. Now you're down to, it's all placement. If you get stuck in a tough sectional and you jump 4.20, you jump 4.50 in that vault. If you are not top 4, good luck next year. if you have next year. That's awesome. I love that. Participation is really important. And I think, you know, as we've seen so far in our first A through M here on our state meets, that is a reoccurring theme of, man, we're leaving some kids out in sectionals, area districts, whatever we're calling them in that particular state, because of placement. And that's something no one has a control over. I can't control what this district is so packed this year, but not next year. And, you know, next year, that district is a 2-mile unbelievable, you know, it's like, well, man, those kids still should get a shot at making it to the finals at the state meet. So that's pretty common. I like that one very much, Kyle. Kyle, thank you so much. You did an amazing job representing the state of Missouri. Very grateful for you as we continue to march all the way through what would be the last state, Wyoming? Is that probably it? Yeah, it's all by alphabetical. So keep joining us every day. We're going to have a new state. If this is your first one, maybe you thought Kyle was cool and so you started with the M's here, go back. We go all the way starting with Alabama, all the way through 51, because we've got Washington, D.C. here, as we continue to explore what's happening in the great states in their outdoor track and field qualifying system. So thanks for being here. Join us tomorrow.